Hypocrisy can be a tool, a very effective, very useful tool to get what you want when what you want is evil. You see, a classic example of that in today's gospel story, the story of Jesus' confrontation with the Pharisees and the Herodians. But before I get into that, let me make it clear to you what I mean when I use the word hypocrisy. I think if you asked a large number of people on the street the question, what is hypocrisy? Most would say that hypocrisy is when you don't practice what you preach. But that's wrong. Although it is true that most, if not all, hypocrites don't practice what they preach. But that's not the proper meaning of that term. The English word hypocrisy comes from a Greek word that means to play a part, like an actor would in a show, or to pretend, which means that hypocrisy, properly speaking, is not when you don't practice what you preach, it's when you don't believe what you preach. A hypocrite puts on a mask when it comes to what he really thinks, when it comes to what he really, deep down inside, believes. He says one thing with his mouth, but he believes something very different in his heart. Which brings us to today's gospel reading from Matthew 22. Here Jesus is challenged by a group of Pharisees and Herodians. Now that in and of itself is noteworthy, because those two groups normally did not like each other or agree with each other. For example, the Herodians had a positive view of the Romans who were occupying their country, whereas the Pharisees did not have a positive view of the Romans. And this was at the root of their attempt to trip Jesus up with their question about taxes. If Jesus had said it was unlawful to pay taxes to the Romans, the Herodians would have told that to the Roman authorities. And in all likelihood, our Lord would have been arrested. Whereas if Jesus said it was lawful to pay, the Pharisees would have denounced him to the people, most of whom did not like the Romans and wanted them out of their country. But it's what Jesus said before they asked their question that revealed their hypocrisy. He said, "Teacher, we know you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth." Now, the Bible doesn't tell us everything that happened 2,000 years ago when this event took place historically, but we can certainly speculate on the matter. And so I really wonder, when the Pharisees and the Herodians said this to Jesus, when they said to him, "Teacher, we know you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth," did our Lord laugh in their faces? He could have, because he knew they didn't believe a word of what had just come out of their mouths. These, after all, were the very same guys who had been telling the people, "This Jesus casts out demons with the help of Beelzebul, the prince of demons." These were the same guys who were plotting our Lord's death because they thought he was a blasphemer. And that's why our Lord calls them hypocrites here. If they had said what they really believed, they would have told our Lord, "Teacher, we know you're a liar. And then you teach the way of the devil in accordance with his lies and deceptions," because that's what they really thought. I said at the beginning that hypocrisy can be a tool, very useful and effective tool to get what you want when what you want is evil. The Pharisees and the Herodians used hypocrisy in an attempt to discredit Jesus and perhaps even get him arrested. That was the evil they were seeking. Thankfully, they failed, and the evil they desired never became a reality. But it doesn't always happen that way. Some of our leaders in this country, for example, who identify themselves as devout Catholics, do everything in their power to promote practices that Jesus Christ, through his church, condemns. It starts with abortion, but unfortunately it doesn't end there with some of them. With some of them, it involves a whole host of issues. That's hypocrisy, pure and simple. You say you're Catholic, but you really don't believe in Catholicism because you reject basic, fundamental moral teachings of the church. But it goes far beyond the religious dimension of life. Hypocrisy can be a problem regarding many things. I'll give you one example this morning. I'm reading a book right now by Dr. Bill Donahue of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. The book is entitled War on Virtue. It's an excellent book. It's about the cultural and moral decay that's currently taking place in our country, and that's been going on now for several decades. Well, at one point in the book, Dr. Donahue talks about an invitation he received in the late 1990s to a big conference in California, a conference for people in the entertainment industry. Here's what he wrote. He said, in the late 1990s, David Horowitz invited me to attend a huge conference in California with actors, producers, and directors that addressed various controversial issues that were brewing in Hollywood. After listening to many of the speakers, I got the chance to say a few words. After I spoke, the man sitting next to me on the platform turned to me and said, "They're going to have to get you extra security to escort you out of here." What did I say that was so controversial? I told the crowd they were a bunch of phonies. One after another, I said, "You came to this microphone to tell us that you don't allow your children to watch the television shows that you make." "No," you said, "your children watch Nickelodeon." I asked, "So whose children are your shows good for?" They knew exactly what I meant. There was dead silence. Now, no doubt those actors, producers, and directors would have told you that their work was of the highest quality. That's not what they actually believed. If they believed that their programs were of the highest quality, they would certainly have allowed their own children to watch them. But they didn't. That's hypocrisy. Remember, hypocrisy is not when you fail to practice what you preach. We all do that. We all fail in various ways to live the faith, to practice the faith that we profess. That's why we have the sacrament of reconciliation, praise God. Hypocrisy occurs when you don't actually believe what you profess. May the Lord help us to avoid all hypocrisy in our own lives. May He give us that grace. May He change the hearts and minds and attitudes of those who, like the Pharisees and Herodians, have fallen into it and who currently are using hypocrisy as a tool for evil. May these men and women finally come to believe and to live the full truth of the gospel. Amen.